Lee Graves, thank you for joining me today.
I'm happy to be with you, Chris.
So I understand that beer has been in Virginia ever since it was settled back in Jamestown, 1607. Is that true?
Yes, it is. The settlers came with beer on the boat. Unfortunately, they forgot to bring brewers along, so they quickly ran out of beer. But actually, you know, beer was a staple at that time because people didn't trust the water, so it was a really important thing for them to have with them when they landed.
What kind of beer did they have? I mean, how different was that compared to what we're used to today?
The beer at that time was very much in the English ale tradition. It wasn't as heavily processed, so it wasn't as clear and crisp as some of the beers. And actually, when the settlers landed, of course, they had to rely on local ingredients. And there were a lot of different ingredients being used, everything from molasses to persimmons to corn and actually corn stalks, things like that. So I think those beers would have tasted a lot different than what we're used to now.
So I understand in Virginia there are now like 200 independent breweries in the state. Do you think that's a good thing, or is there a chance we're going to be oversaturated with too many choices?
Actually, the number is closer to 300 now.
Wow.
It's crazy good in a lot of ways. There's no question that the industry is going through a process of maturing. There's definitely going to be some shakeout, especially with the competition at the retail level, at grocery stores and at restaurants and bars and things like that. But Virginia has room for growth, I believe. If you look at the number of breweries per capita, Virginia is very well positioned to have some steady growth. And that growth will occur probably at the small nano brewery, you know, community tap room level, rather than the larger breweries that are looking to be aggressive with regional or national distribution.
When you're looking for a good beer, what do you search for?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Well, my problem is I like just about every style there is, and I like to experiment with different styles, but I like a beer that's clean and the quality control is there, and I like hoppy beers. There's a new style out within the last couple of years called New England Style IPA, and I also like some of the lager styles. There's one particular style called a Bock. And I love that style, and you don't see it very often.
It's interesting to hear you say there's a new style. That must mean there's still a lot of experimentation from the brewers. I mean, they're probably constantly trying to come up with new things, right?
Yes, that's true. One of the characteristics of the new kind of craft beer boom has been just about every weekend you'll find a brewery having a release of a new style or experimenting with a variation of a style.
When you compare Virginia beer to beers from other states, how do we compare?
Virginia breweries measure up very well. Virginia beers consistently win medals at competitions like the Great American Beer Festival, the World Beer Cup. Pale Fire in Harrisonburg is a great example of a brewery that has received national recognition and beyond for its beers. So I can safely say that Virginia's beers belong in any conversation about excellent beers in the United States.
It sounds like you have a pretty cool job, Lee. You get to travel around Virginia, drink beer all the time. Is this right? Is this basically what you do, and then you write about it?
There's a little more work to it than that, but the thing that is really important to me, I've been writing about beer since 1996, and one of the things that initially appealed to me was the camaraderie and collaboration within the brewing community, and I find that still holds up by and large. There's certainly amount of competition out there, but among the brewers and brewery owners, there's still this spirit of collaboration, and being a part of that community is great. I mean, you can go from one brewery to another around Virginia and feel like you're plugged into this greater presence of wonderful beer, and to me, that's really special.
Lee Graves is a beer expert from Virginia. His new book is Virginia Beer, A Guide from Colonial Days to Craft's Golden Age. He's our speaker at Books and Brews tonight in Harrisonburg and tomorrow in Crozet. Lee Graves, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.